Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm welcome. Thank you. Much appreciated. Jimbo in for Charlie today at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And also, of course, 106.3WORD.com and 101.5 FM in Anderson. Not to mention, but we will, 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. We were talking with Deanna in Taylor's about that immigration caravan and how she should be so grateful for the chance to show how sorry she feels about being a hardworking American when she could have been out there subsidizing parasites who have no legal right to be here. So go ahead, Deanna. Tell us how grateful you
right.
feel.
Thank you. Exactly. Well, you know, as I said, on one side, I really do feel sorry for these people, but on the because they have this grander idea. And I'm watching these videos, and I'm encouraging everybody that's listening to go online and Google this. And all I did was Googled Guatemala caravans to U.S., and then I get all these videos and pictures, and you see what's going on, and it's stunning, and all these thousands of people walking, coming. Think going through Mexico and having the resistance there and then fighting that. And then, you know, they keep coming. And then when they get here, it's like, okay, now what? And it's my understanding that they're not going to be in right away. And then on the other hand...
Well, yeah, but how do you stop them? You see, the only way... These are not people who you hold up a sign and say, excuse me, but we're not quite ready for you to come in yet. And as we all know from what's happened up to this point, those people say, oh, well, okay, we'll just wait here, nice and quiet-like, and we won't even think of sneaking across the border. I mean, Biden is such an idiot if he really thinks that wall he decries isn't going to be very handy for him in just a few weeks.
Exactly. And then looking at it as a citizen and knowing that you and me and everybody else is going to have to pay for them. Plus, I don't know their education level, but they may be taking our jobs. And I mean, I don't know where we're going to put these people. It's really scary.
It is scary. And, of course, we'll throw money at them left, right, and sideways because it makes liberals feel so inclusive. And that's a really big word among the liberal set, inclusivity. It's right up there with diversity as the only polysyllables that most of them even know in their lexicon of limited language. And I'm sorry that, again, that's pretty much what we're going to face. It is regrettable, but, well, for example, just take the Supreme Court vote that upheld DACA when the Supreme Court 5-4 with John Roberts again playing the part of Anthony Kennedy. This was earlier this year, and the ruling in that case was that the administration did not provide an adequate reason to justify ending the program, which is nonsense. A president doesn't have to have a reason to justify the program. This is there was something that was extended to people who have no rights whatsoever to be here in any way, shape, or form. And removing that program requires no justification unless, of course, you're a Supreme Court idiot with your head up the back end of that black robe. So, again, I wish I could offer you thoughts on how that'll get better, but unfortunately...
Bye.
I mean, having Amy Coney Barrett on the court will certainly help, but we could use another justice.
I don't know
which, of course,
about that.
Well, I know that she's better than Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I know that.
Yeah, but when, you know, I had her picture up on my refrigerator, and then
really?
I had to take it down after the Supreme Court did nothing. This last month, they've done nothing. And it's like...
Well, I think you will still find that in the long run that she will be much more in accordance with your views than not.
I pray to God. I pray to God that she makes a difference.
In fact, had she been on the court back then, it would almost certainly have been 5-4 to end DACA. So, but she wasn't on the court at that time. The notorious RBG was on the court at that time. Anyway, they're coming, and Biden is going to find that wall might come in real handy if he really believes that his message, which of course was don't come, you won't get in immediately. They don't care about immediately. They're going to come in regardless. And Biden will suddenly realize, well, gosh, we told them that it isn't immediate. How come they're just running on past the border? Because that's what they do, Joe. Yeah, I see what you're saying, Deanna. Appreciate your thoughts and your call and your listenership. Thank you very much. Jimbo for Charlie James at 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Markets Talk Line. And we have Will in Greenville. And good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bohannon. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I frequently... hear you when you stand in for the other hosts, and I certainly enjoy your outlook on things and respect your knowledge of the Washington, D.C. area and what goes on there.
Thank you.
Mr. Bohannon, and I am a longtime resident of Greenville.
Uh-huh.
71 years worth, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you go.
Operated a number of businesses in Greenville over time, and I have actually not had to work since 1985.
Well, good for you.
I have had the opportunity to study the situation, and I have a potential plan that I believe has a possibility of working to keep President Trump in office after noon on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I have made every effort that I know to try to get into the White House, and I've simply selected...
Get into the White House. By in, what do you mean? Physically in?
No, get a line in to the president.
Well, I mean, you can always call 202... What is it? 456-1414. That's the phone number. 202-456-1414. That's the White House switchboard. And, of course, they take emails, too.
I have called that number, and when I called it, it recycled to 1111 or 1411. It's in my phone. I don't remember the number.
Well, anyway, you can always write a snail mail letter.
I have done that. I have done that to WRD Radio with a proposal.
All right. Well, anyway, since we're coming up on a break here, what's the essence of this plan of yours, since we have now a little less than 48 hours?
Right. Would you hold me over after the break?
Fine. We'll hold you over after the break. Absolutely. Stay on the line, Will. All right, Jimbo for Charlie James, 106.3 WORD. We are the Upstate's talk station, along with 101.5 FM in Anderson, 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, and all over the place on the radio.com app. The time, 4:15.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And afternoon, all. Thank you for being with us today. Jimbo in for Charlie today. And by the way, Ray in Greenville, who wanted to respond to Deanna, if you want to call back, we'll let you do that. Right now, Will in Greenville has some thoughts for us. So, Will, you go ahead.
Thank you. I have a possibly unique situation in that I probably have as tight a financial condition as anyone. I'm not the largest in the world, but there are many CEOs of companies that would love to have the situation that I have. President of a bank that has since merged told me he wished that he had my financial situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
I have always had an interest in politics and what's going on in Washington, but I haven't had the desire to participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
In 1997, Jim DeMint told me that he was considering running for Congress to replace Bob Inglis. I went home and thought, who do I know that I would rather have legislating than Jim DeMint, a fair, even-minded conservative.
And, of course,
man.
He did wind up going to the House into the Senate, and congratulations for any support you gave him. Rather than go through a complete electoral history of you, Will, what exactly are you suggesting to do right now in terms of the presidential election?
If I can get to either one of the Trump children or Jared Kushner or Mark Meadows or the president himself, I can give him a plan to evaluate. I spoke with Jim DeMint earlier this morning. He's not in Washington currently.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell all of us about it?
All right. I would propose that the entire government of the United States be moved out of Washington because the Democrats say it's a dangerous place.
Well, okay. I mean, first of all, that's not going to happen. And second, I would hate to think what all would have to be done to make that happen. It would cost, of course, probably trillions of dollars, at the very least hundreds of billions of dollars, and it still wouldn't change who was president on Wednesday afternoon. But an interesting thought.
Well, if the CIA wanted to do it, it would happen.
No, nonsense. The CIA doesn't have anything to say about things like that. That's ridiculous.
I'm using that as an example, but if the
the CIA, by the way, is technically not in Washington. It's in Langley, Virginia. But that was a move that was not made on their part. That was a move that was made on the part of Congress that appropriated the money to buy the property.
Yes, sir. Well, technically, the Pentagon's not in Washington either. But
that is correct. No, it's not. But I mean, first of all, there's no way you could do this. And secondly, it wouldn't change who becomes president on Wednesday.
It possibly could.
How?
The Air Force has a lot of airplanes, and they could move the House, the Senate, and the president to Guantanamo Bay or any other location.
Okay. And that still wouldn't change the fact that Joe Biden would become president on noon Wednesday.
Well, it might.
No, it wouldn't. There's no way. I mean, they're very entertaining, Will, but it wouldn't change anything.
Well, Jim DeMint told me he wished I had called him last week. I was attempting to get through.
Jim DeMint does not have the authority to do this either, nor do I, nor do you.
The President of the United States is still president until noon on
Wednesday. That's right. But there are certain things that the President of the United States cannot do, and one of them is pick up the entire government and move.
Well, the President of the United States could reduce the federal debt by $2 trillion by seizing Apple.
The President of the United States does not have the authority to seize a private company, Will. You are aware of that, aren't you?
The government of the United States seized the chicken ranch in Nevada for failure to pay taxes and continued to operate it in its business.
Well, if you, in fact, fail to pay your taxes, then things like that do happen. But that doesn't mean that the government can just seize a company for no reason whatsoever.
Well, they seized a company called Backpage and took it completely off of the Internet.
I'm not aware that the federal government did that, but even so, you're still not talking about changing the transition of power, even assuming that we could seize Apple, which, trust me, we cannot.
Well, this will be the first president of the United States that has been inaugurated who is a criminally charged in the Ukraine.
Well, I'll put it this way, there have been other people who there have been, in fact been people in this country who have taken office who were at the time that they were reelected, they were behind bars. That happened to a member of Congress once. Anyway, this is very entertaining, but this wouldn't change anything. But I must say, moving the entire government by Air Force plane to Guantanamo Bay or seizing Apple and selling its assets, these are, as I said, very entertaining, Will. They really are. But they wouldn't accomplish anything, even assuming that you could do them, which, of course, you couldn't.
I believe it could be done with God's
help. I'm sorry. You know, what you believe does not alter the fact that it couldn't. But
well, my phone call to Vince Coakley the other day was dropped. I don't know whether the phone did it or whether it was the radio station in Charlotte, but my suggestion there was when they were debating as to whether to impeach the president for the second time, that Nancy Pelosi would lead prayer on the floor of the House of Representatives for an hour praying for Donald Trump.
Why would she do that, and what reason What impact would that have? I mean, as I said, this is entertaining, but not terribly informative, Will.
Well, Christians believe that God knows collectively the heart of the nation that we do not know, and we do not know what He has planned.
But my guess would be that an hour of praying by Pelosi probably wouldn't alter that one way or the other, honestly, Ray. Will. Much appreciated your thoughts. We do have to pause briefly, and we will come back with more. As I said, entertaining, but it's a nice collection of things that are not possible to be done, and even if they were done, they would not change what happens at noon on Wednesday, which is constitutionally mandated, just for the record. This is 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Jim Bohannon in for Charlie James, and delighted to have that opportunity today, Monday, the 18th of January, and we are moving our way through 2021. More to come. We'll be back in just a moment. The time, 4:29.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoon, all. Thanks for being with us today. And already we are at 24 before 5. How about that? Flying right along on January the 18th of 2021. Jimbo in for Charlie today as we talk now to Paul in Greenville. Hello, Paul. Oh, David and Taylor's. Okay. Hello, David.
Okay. Well, if you need me to be Paul, I can be Paul.
That's quite okay. You can be Frank or you can be Ernest. Either one. Go ahead, David and Taylor's.
Yeah, I tell you, Jim, it's going to be a history-making event when a fake president is sworn in on Wednesday. He didn't have been more win that election than I did. But I don't know. I've got there are lots of weird things going on Capitol Hill right now. I mean, 30,000 National Guard troops, razor wire, barriers, checkpoints. Do you find that strange?
Well, I find it unfortunate, but necessary after the place was assaulted and there were deaths that occurred. I find it unfortunate. Well, I don't find it strange at all. I would find it very strange if we were to approach all of this and simply say, oh, well, nothing's happened.
Well, point well taken, but you had hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters who were there on a prearranged meeting. I mean, you had a relatively small amount of them.
That's correct. Very few of them. Very few of them engaged in the violence. That's quite correct, but enough did.
Okay, but, you know, they were also agitated by Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
And they were agitated by the president's remarks. Let's be fair about it. They were agitated by the president's remarks.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I really don't agree with that, Jim. I mean, I watched that video of the president's speech, And while he did reference stolen election and things like that, he did emphasize peacefully protest and let your voice be heard.
Well, let me read some of what he did have to say. I found one reference to peaceable in here. To quote, "We will never give up. We will never concede. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. You'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong." And then he added this line, "I know everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard." And then after it turned into something much less than peaceful, he did not, as he could have, gone immediately on radio, TV, the Internet, YouTube, Facebook, wherever, and said, stop the violence. He waited 4 hours. That was unconscionable. This was the equivalent of handing to your kid a bottle of whiskey and car keys and then saying, oh, drive carefully.
Well, I see it more as a guy standing next to a gas pump who forgets he's got a cigarette in his hand and, you know, accidentally has something get out of control.
Okay, I'll buy that, too. But that person, of course, is still liable for what happens to the gas station. So, I mean, again,
you and I can agree to disagree on that, but I'll just put this on the record. I have never seen a situation like this, like I'm sure nobody else has. I think 30,000 troops is excessive because, you know, you're not going to have Trump supporters show up like you had the other day. They'll go to their designated areas. You know, most of your Trump supporters are very upstanding people. And
you look at the record of the MAGA gatherings around the country, and they were, as a group, among the most peaceful gatherings that have ever taken place in this country. You were quite correct.
And that's what I'm getting at. These people were agitated by people who were dressed as Trump supporters who were Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
I think that some of them may well have been. I don't think all of them were.
Well, no, absolutely not. No. Trump supporters were definitely among them. I'm not for a moment saying that's not the case.
Okay.
But what I am saying, let me just say it this way. Any Trump supporter who breached that Capitol should have to be answerable for their crimes. I mean, they should be prosecuted. I certainly agree with that.
Okay.
But what I'm looking at and what is really, you know, seems like the elephant in the room, so to speak, they just deputized 2,500 National Guardsmen as federal marshals, deputy federal marshals. And it's like, well, that's an interesting turn of events. And then you've got razor wire and you've got all the checkpoints checking people in and out, of D.C. And there's no imminent threat. I mean, they still have a lot of resources in D.C., and I don't know. It looks very odd, and I'm not sure what we can expect. But something, you know, I read also like all the federal prisons are in major lockdown. How would they be affected by all this?
I haven't heard that, and certainly they would have no impact whatsoever on this. So
I can't imagine how
a lockdown of federal prisons would have anything to do with this, unless they're all going to break out, which
you,
is hardly
what I'm
likely.
What I'm saying is for, you know, this time period, that's what's happened. I mean, there are a lot of things that, in my mind, I tend to believe that seem rather extreme. They also disarmed the National Guard because, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, raise the devil about that. You knew that, right?
What about the National Guard being what, disarmed?
Yes, they had to, give their weapons or store their weapons somewhere else because Pelosi and Schumer raised the devil yesterday. That was done. And then the FBI is vetting each and every National Guardsman. You did hear about that, right?
I certainly have heard that they were vetting them, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and do you find that odd?
Not particularly, no. I mean, there were police officers who were, and military veterans who were involved in the break-in of the Capitol. I don't find it odd, particularly, no.
But these people take an oath to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. Right. That comes from the Secretary of Defense. That comes from the President. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I just have not thought about this enough.
No, but I think you've thought about it a lot. I note on the federal prisons, by the way, the federal prisons have been placed on lockdown, officials hoping to quell any potential violence that could arise behind bars. No one is suggesting that there will be any breakout that would affect inaugural events. Apparently there is a fear of a breakout of violence within the federal prisons. So I don't know the extent to which that is justified, but they did it. I mean, you know, so they locked the place down. Whatever.
Yeah. I just threw it out there because it's another thing that's occurred. There's just a lot of things in a lot of different circles. Some may be connected to some of this, some may not. But what I'm getting to is that, you know, to have the FBI with their reputation at this time vetting National Guardsmen.
Well, first of all, not everybody in the FBI is automatically evil or corrupted. That's number one. And number two, I'd be very curious as to just exactly where some of these people may stand on this. I don't find it that excessive, frankly.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if somebody comes flat out and says, you know, I think that the break-in was justified, I don't want them guarding the Capitol.
No, I don't think that's proper either. I'm not in any way saying that was proper.
Right.
I'm just saying that this is there's a lot of stuff going on here that is way out of the norm.
It is out of the norm, but our circumstances are way out of the norm, Paul. I mean, the U.S. Capitol hasn't been broken into since the British did it in 1814. That's been over 200 years.
That's true, and you would think they were preparing for that for Wednesday.
Well, I mean, again, I would be a lot more concerned if they were under-preparing than over-preparing myself. But
well, no, I agree with that. I certainly do. But there is nothing going on about any meetings or any converging on Capitol Hill on any of the social
networks. Well, I mean, I don't have access to all of that intelligence. I don't know. And again, they weren't expecting, of course, as much as they got on the 6th of January. So,
I mean, I full well expected a huge Trump crowd there because, you know, the president said, come to D.C.
Mm-hmm. And there was nothing wrong with coming to D.C., and most of them came to D.C. and peacefully listened to him, and that was the end of it. I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah, but I certainly condemn the violence. I don't agree with that.
Absolutely.
And I certainly hope they get all the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter along with the Trump supporters.
Absolutely. And I thoroughly expect that you will find some that were mixed in. I have no doubt about that. It wouldn't be the first time that those groups have infiltrated a Trump gathering. Anyway, thank you for your thoughts. If you want more, you can stick around after the break, but we will pause now and be back with more at 14 before 5. 9 minutes now before 5 at 106.3 WORD, and Rob is in Spartanburg. Good afternoon, Rob.
Hey. Long time.
Yes. Hey, glad you're with us. Thank you.
My question is, I don't know if it's really a question, more as an answer I'm looking for, and I'm kind of wondering what makes these politicians think that they're better than anybody that was. Their business was burned in these cities. They lost their lives. What makes them think that they do not have to answer for their actions of what they've done over the summer?
Well, first of all, those people who engaged in such activities should all be found and prosecuted, and if convicted, then they should be given the toughest sentence possible. In the vast majority of cases, Congress has nothing to do with that. The only time that Congress would have any concern about that would be in the case, for example, of the federal courthouse in Portland was taken over. But mostly that is a case of state laws and state enforcement and local laws and local enforcement. Congress, for example, if somebody sets fire and burns a business, let's say, in Minneapolis, Congress is not directly responsible for that.
Well, what it seems like to me is, you know, is if they were going to do this in the Capitol for this week, for the inauguration and everything, why didn't they do it for the rest of the nation and save some of these people that died and some of these businesses that were
Because the United States government does not have the authority to go around and enforce local ordinances and local laws. You had a terrible breakdown at the local and state level, I thoroughly agree. And I doubt that Congress would have done anything if they'd had the authority. Congress, if, for example, let's say somebody breaks into your house, heaven forbid, Congress has nothing to do with that. The Spartanburg authorities and, to some extent, maybe the state, the South Carolina state authorities would. Congress has nothing to do with that.
Well, I believe that legally Congress has nothing to do with it.
Well, legally and actually. I mean, I don't really want to have to call a federal hotline if somebody breaks into my house. I mean, there's a lot to blame Congress for, and your statement about politicians thinking they're better than others, those are true. But the example of somebody starting a fire in a business somewhere, that's not a federal responsibility. I mean, complain to the state and the locals.
It's not a federal responsibility, but, you know, most of the time, it's just like with the president. Everything comes from the top down.
Not everything. We live in a federal system. That's why not everything does. Again, if somebody shoplifts something from a store you own, you don't call the FBI. I mean, that's why everything does come from the top down.
So, basically, there's no accountability for these people in office.
Well, there is accountability. Unfortunately, the same idiots who allowed all of this to happen in places like Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis are probably going to get reelected by unfortunately, I would agree with you, idiots, but they get reelected. I mean, there is accountability, but it's just that people don't take advantage of it.
That's exactly right. It's a crying shame that they can treat themselves like they're high and mighty while the rest of us, you know, are considered peons, and they make their money because of us. It's a really screwed up system.
Well, it's an unfortunate circumstance, that's true, but of course the public tends to reelect people regardless. I mean, I don't see why the mayor and the city council of Seattle or Minneapolis or Portland, Oregon could ever be elected anything, but they'll all be reelected, not all maybe, but 90% of them will, because the voters there don't apparently care. I don't know why. I would care if somebody, say, burned down my business and then allowed the police. In fact, in Baltimore, you had the mayor actually admit, the mayor of Baltimore admitted that they allowed people to destroy things. She hoped that they would get it out of their system. Now, why would the mayor of Baltimore be elected? I guarantee you the mayor of Baltimore will be reelected by a big vote because some people are stupid.
Yeah, and I agree totally with you. I mean, the where we're going in our nation today, I feel so sorry for my kids and my grandkids that's going to have to pay for all this stimulus money. Everybody thinks this stuff's for free and that everything's this. There's a cost to everything. And they're not only going to sink our country, but they're going to sink everybody with it.
Unfortunately, I agree, and I have the same fears about kids and grandkids, Rob. I agree with you completely.
I mean, I get this stimulus money. I don't even need it, don't even want it.
Yeah, but there are those who do need it. I mean, I grant you that. There are those who do need it, but what we don't need is the money that's being spent elsewhere, like to bail out the big spending administrations in places like Illinois, where they got themselves in deep debt with pension funds that can't be sustained, and now they want the rest of us to bail them out.
And there again, that's where it lies. I mean, you know, why? Here's what I don't understand is if Spartanburg County says, hey, you did this, they're going to charge me, they're going to stick me to it, they're going to take me to trial, they're going to, everything they can do.
Yeah, but you will get your day in court. We're coming up on a break here. If you'd like to continue your thoughts, Rob, you're welcome to do so, but we have to take a quick break here. I share your frustration, but it's not always a federal responsibility, and thank goodness for that. Jimbo for Charlie James at 106.3 WORD, and the time is 5:03.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!